Hi, Royals fans. This is JJ Piccolo. If you suffer a sprain, strain, or fracture, the University of Kansas Health System offers orthopedic walk-in care at 435 and Nall in Overland Park. Learn more at kansashealthsystem.com/orthopedics.
It's a tradition as old as the game itself.
And that's why I like the Dayton Triangles, plus the 5.5 straight up over Kenton.
Picking the right side is not child's play.
It doesn't take a genius to realize that Houston's failed to cover their last 10 outings on away turf the week after scoring more than 3 touchdowns in a conference game.
Ooh, my little girl says the cutest thing.
You need a little help.
Geez, you know, that information might have been a little more useful to me yesterday.
That's where he comes in.
This is my stone cold lock of the century.
Or week.
It's the Program Picks with Fat Jack.
Time to pick some games. Great spot to watch those games. Mr. Brew's Tap House. Two great locations here in Lawrence. It's 3140 Iowa Street. That's where we're broadcasting from, right here on the patio out front. Beautiful day. Come on by and take advantage. We've had a lot of people stop by and say hello. You can check out their 12 different Oktoberfest beers that are on tap here in Lawrence. 8 of them on tap in Overland Park. And great combination special for you today. Today, get a beer, Braised Bratwurst, choice of chips, fries, or your choice of a cup of Spatzel served with either cheese sauce and fried onions or Holidays brown gravy. Great special to take advantage of right now. Kids can enjoy free hot dogs today only as well. So grab the kids on your way home from school. Grab you some dinner here at Mr. Brew's Tap House. You can also get a 22-ounce draft beer for $5 today and all football season long. And Chiefs game day special, not going to get better than this. 6 wings, great, great wings, and a 22-ounce draft for just $10. It's at Mr. Brew's Tap House. That's going on every game day, every Chiefs game day. 6 wings and a 22-ounce draft for just $10. Take advantage of it here at Mr. Brew's Tap House. We're at 3140 Iowa Street in Lawrence. Come on by and say hello. Time to pick some games. Soren Petro, Curtis Siebold, Jed Marshall. We're joined by Peter Yates Enoch in the studio. Peter, how are you, my friend?
Soren, I'm doing great. How about you?
Doing well on everything.
You're in one of my favorite cities, so that's...
Yes, I am.
Yeah.
Yeah, one of the many towns that's given you a college degree as well.
I love that place up there. God, it's great.
It is. It is a great town.
But I know one thing. A young man that went to KU did not major in math. That would be Jed. He stole the game from me. I can't have that. I've got to have every win I can get. He stole the game from me last week.
I'm terrible at math. There's no, I don't know how I got roped into being the person who's in charge of doing all of these math related things.
Yeah, I'm 15-0. I don't know what you're talking about. The 6-9,
yeah, right?
I haven't lost yet.
I'm looking and. Pete, what game did he take from you?
Well, I think he took, I got, I'm 3-2-2 over the 3 weeks we've been doing this, and I had, I had Baylor last week.
Well, he asked you for 2 last week, so he's saying he made a mistake one of the first 2 weeks.
Okay, all right. Well, I know
I'm not,
yeah, 3-2-2 is, that's the way I got it, is 7 wins. So, I don't know. I'm flabbergasted, but I'm not looking at Fat Jack. I think I'll just shut up.
He's crushing it.
Yeah.
I can back up Pete's math. He was 5-5, went 2-3 last week, Jed, and now you've got him at 6-9.
I didn't say I was good at math. I think I made that clear several times.
I told you, Soren, last week, I'm just on that cliff and I'm scratching for every win I can get.
Pete, you stay on Jed. Don't let him pencil whip you. All right? You fight for every win you can get.
How's Lawrence today, Soren? How's Lawrence?
It's spectacular. What a beautiful day. Great fall day. A lot of great people have stopped by and said hello, so that's been a lot of fun. And, of course, we're at a great location, Mr. Brew's Tap House. So, yeah.
That's a great,
little Thursday,
like a great
I've got
saloon
here.
Up there. I'm going to have to try that one.
The only problem is, you know, I got to drive for 35, 40 minutes back home, and I'd like to go through all 12 Oktoberfest beers. And those two things aren't going to match up. So
and Rudy's not going to be able to drive you home.
Well, no, he's
Rudy's done.
There goes beer number 13.
Oh, boy.
13th beer. He's gone through all 12 Oktoberfest beers in the first hour, and here he goes. Oh, lap number 2.
Pat, you come to the one in downtown OP, you can crash on my couch, buddy. What do you say to
okay.
that?
Okay. All right. I'll figure out a way to get there. All right. Let's welcome the expert with our 5 games to pick. Mizzou -1.5 at BC. K-State at Oklahoma State. The Cowboys given 6. Duke lays 16 at home to the Jayhawks. The Chargers are getting 6.5 now from the Chiefs. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers will go to L.A. to take on the Rams. The Bucs are laying 1.5 on the road. Let's welcome the expert, Fat Jack from FatJackSports.com. He has been absolutely on fire, completely red hot in our picks and, of course, on the site as well. He's always very, very strong coming out of the gates. Fat Jack, how are you, my friend?
Yeah, I'm doing great. I'm ready for another big, big week as we wrap up September. $100 player is up $1,800 or so if you followed my system and just played all the plays since the beginning of September. This last week, we didn't have a great week with the selections. We went 5-4. The opinions dropped one, I think, but nothing to worry about. We were 4-1 in the bases, 4-1 in UFC. And as I said, the week before, we were 8-0. Being a $100 player and being up $1,800 sounds like something you might want to do. Go to FatJackSports.com because everybody's winning right now that's a client. We're going to continue that into the month of October and beyond, less than $100 a week for those longer packages. So very, very excited about this week. The information is just dialed in right now, Soren. I mean, it's one of those deals where when we go hot, we will go hot for a long time, barring some turnovers and those type of things. We're going to lose some, but we're 11-1 so far during weekday games. So Thursdays, Mondays, Fridays, selections or opinions, 11-1. Very, very strong to start the year and ready to keep it going this weekend.
All right, five games. Let's start it off. Missouri Tigers -1.5 at Boston College. Jed, what do you got?
I don't love it, but I'm on BC. That's the breakdown.
I was just going to let it marinate there. I mean, it was such a definitive breakdown. I was just going to let it marinate, let it sink in so everybody could, you know, make sure they didn't miss any of those facts.
Well, I don't love that Alex Barth from Boston, when we had him on the drill, he said he liked BC when they had their quarterback. I still think that they're going to be a salty game. It's a long way to travel. I don't think MU's interested in playing there, so I am going with the Eagles.
Cletus.
Well, Missouri got to flex their muscles a little bit last week. I need to see that against a defense that's real to do something good against an actual opponent before I'm going to get on board. Thump BC on the road, and I might join the club. Until then, Golden Eagles.
Well, BC, I had to think of BC Golden. I'm like, okay, so you're on Boston College.
Yep.
Pete, BC getting 1.5 at home.
The BC hasn't had a good home field advantage since Doug Flutie left. I think Mizzou, looking at them last year, didn't K-State beat BC at BC? I know it's a different year, but I'm going to take the Tigers in this. I think they can measure BC. I'm not impressed by BC at all.
Okay, he's going to take the Tigers. Jed, by the way, have you made a note to fix his record?
I have on my sheet.
Okay, because I'm correcting him on mine, but that doesn't change it on the computer. I don't like this game. I can't figure out where Vegas is trying to put me, where the odds makers want me on this game. I don't know that either one of these teams has a story really to tell right now. Missouri with a loss to Kentucky. They hung around in it, but they gave up so many yards on the ground, I don't think anybody's loving them. They open up the back door and let Simo cover if you were, had enough of a gambling problem to actually bet on that game. Then you got stung on the Missouri side, or you loved you some Simo back door. I can't figure it out. And Boston College losing its quarterback, I do think good football teams rally around a backup quarterback for one game, but I'm not convinced BC is a good football team. So I don't know what to think. So I'm going to go with my initial expectation for the Tigers, and that's that they're going to be a good team. I'm going to roll with Eli Drinkwitz here. I get him basically just needing to win the game. Give me the Missouri Tigers. Fat Jack, what do you got?
Well, I think that if anybody in the Missouri football team heard Jed say they're not interested in playing a football game, they'd probably drive off into a ditch. Because, I mean, when you play football, you're typically interested in playing football. I think they're going to be interested in playing. And I do think that Vegas is trying to put you on Boston College if they're trying to do anything. Boston College 5-1 against the spread their last six at home. They've been confident this year so far. But I would, if I'm a Missouri Tiger fan, I like the fact that Missouri's around a point favorite or so. And I think they're absolutely – Vegas is leading you one way. If you're going to play the game, I'm not sure that Missouri's giving you any reason to play them. So I'll play Missouri here minus the point or so in what I think is a conference matchup mismatch. You're getting the better conference and probably the better athletes if you break it down. This won't be one of my releases, but I'll take Missouri minus the point.
Yeah, well, remind everybody, he picks all our games, but they're not necessarily his releases – although his releases have been red hot, he'll lean towards the Missouri Tigers. Oklahoma State is laying 6, Curtis, to the fighting Chris Klimans. Where do you sit?
impressive showing by the Cats last week. I mean, the road in a power conference is a different thing, but Oklahoma State just can't get untracked offensively, and I think 6 points seems like too much for a team that has yet to crack 30 on the scoreboard. I lean to the Cats here.
Peter Yatinik.
This might be the biggest game of the year for K-State, even looking down the road, because this is they played so well up till now. As Curtis said, they look pretty damn good, beating a good Nevada team last week. So I'm going to take K-State in this. I just think that this is a huge game for them, and I think they have to win this one to go to a decent bowl or maybe to even go to a bowl at all.
Ah, yes, the old never-fail strategy of they really need it, so therefore they will get it.
Yeah, I know what you mean. No, I know exactly what you mean. Very well said. No further.
Don't go ahead. Ahead of you in the standing. Yeah.
Man, you know, I'd listen to that advice if you were 7 and 8, but being that you're only 6 and 9, Pete, yeah. Listen, I was all about taking the Cats in this, but – you know, are we really ready to say that the quarterback play of the Cats is there and that they're going to consistently get it done? I do love me some six-point dogs to tease down. I think a lot of people will be teasing Oklahoma State down to just winning this game. But I do think they're trying to put you on Kansas State. I know Oklahoma State has looked ugly. There's been nothing about Oklahoma State that makes you think, okay, I should be on them other than Mike Gundy's track record. I like me the Cats as a dog, which they are here. But I just feel like it seems, you know, coming right back after a Nevada game, that was one. They got to have this game. They're not going to just get them all, right? So I'm going to take Oklahoma State. I'm going to kind of hold my nose doing it. I'm not bragging about it. Sorry, Cat fans. And you can thank me later if you end up getting the big win. I just think I'm not convinced that they're going to get consistent quarterback play week after week. I'm going to have to find my spots to grab them. It will be as a dog. But I don't know that this is one that they, oh, we got to really bring it and come to play. I think they see the Oklahoma State Cowboys as equal, so I don't see any emotional lift in this game. Jed?
I'm on the Wildcats. I think that they're the better team. Give me the Wildcats.
Okay. 3K States and me on Okie State. Fat Jack, who's got it right?
Yeah, Oklahoma State's offense is horrible, and I don't know that they can just fix that. Kansas State is really pesky and good as an underdog. I mean, they're 5-1 their last 6 against the spread at Oklahoma State, and they typically score more points. And the total hasn't really moved up based on any trends. The total is 45 or so. Low-scoring close games always favor the underdog. So I think this is a 4, 6, or 7-point game. Two of those you win with K-State, one you win with Oklahoma State. So I'm going to lean toward K-State plus the points. Oklahoma State's looking, if it shows on Oklahoma City, and I will go on there, they'll say, well, this will be a breakout weekend for them. Very few teams are able to break out offensively against K-State. They typically muddy things up, ugly things up, and keep it close. So just to lean toward K-State in that one.
The Duke Blue Devils, Peter, are 16-point favorites over the Jayhawks. Who you got?
Fat Jack, you want to go in front of me?
No.
I'm just kidding. Well, I can't wait for the first joke when they say, oh, if they were playing in the library, I'd take Duke. KU is going to have enough points every game this year to make you wonder about it. But Duke beat a fairly, you know, Northwestern's not the greatest in the world, but they do play a pretty decent ball game. They're not used to going on the road to some place as far away as Duke, but that 16's a hell of a lot of points. But I can't take KU yet. I'm sorry. I can't bet on a poor team. So I'm going to take Duke minus 16 and do it with my head held low.
Listen, I was on Kansas against Baylor. I thought they would give him a fight. I think what we're finding out is they will give you a fight, but it's only going to last for a quarter and a half, 2 quarters, and then they're out of gas. I don't love Duke by any stretch of the imagination. I don't think they're that good, but I think they are at least what they are. They're where they're going to get to, and that's some decent talent, some smart kids, and some decent schemes there from their coach, and I think that'll just be too much for the Kansas Jayhawks. I think it's going to be tough to take the Jayhawks again this year. I think I'll probably find a spot, but quarterback play, I can't check that box. Depth, no, definitely not. I do think there's coaching there, but, man, the way that game got away from a Baylor team that I've seen some people projecting to be a 4-8 team, that's a little bit scary, and I think when you get later in the games, it starts to run away from the Kansas Jayhawks, and I think a lot of games are going to look like that Baylor game. Give me the Duke Blue Devils minus 16. Jed?
Kansas has burned me 3 times because I'm an idiot. Give me the Duke Blue Devils.
Wow, that's quite a breakdown. Curtis.
Well, if Duke can just avoid getting killed in the paint, I think their outside shooting will be enough. I think this game goes as those before it have, a game for a half, separation late, Duke.
Yeah, I thought when Pete said, I'll take the joke everyone's talking about, if this game were played, I thought the next word was going to be at Cameron Indoor Stadium.
Yeah, right.
I thought that's where the joke was going to be.
I'm not clever enough for that.
The books, the library, that was good. You know, the Dukies are supposed to be smart kids.
Yeah, it's Dukes. Yeah. They're smart guys. See. They're really smart.
Fat Jack, tell me you love this game, and it's definitely going to be one of the ones you put out there. Duke and Kansas in football. 16 points, that 16-point number is just, ooh. It's the kind you like to dig into, isn't it?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't remember the last time Kansas covered a game, but I will say this. I had an attorney friend of mine actually text me this morning and said he had heard there were some sharps that had come in on Kansas. The problem is this guy is one of the biggest idiots I've ever met, and I wouldn't let him represent me in a parking ticket. So I'm pretty sure he's wrong. I know he's wrong. I had to explain that to him. And Kansas is until further notice, not going to cover a game because that's all we've seen is them show up, fight hard, and then get blown out. So until that changes, I'm going to play the favorite every time. By the way, over is the better play in that game. If you want to play the game, go over. Everything looks over. Four of the last five Kansas games over on the road. Eight of the last 10 Kansas games overall have gone over. Duke 5-1 their last six at home have gone over. And 6-2 of their last eight overall have gone over. So everything looks to go over the 57 if you want to play the game.
Yeah, I like that. That's a good nugget. I also think that there's a little bit of Lance Leipold's reputation is giving him such credibility with the odds makers. He's not getting the points from a gambling standpoint that he deserves because they're all counting on him to fight hard. And that's been costing Jayhawk fans because they've been around the number a couple of times. Mm-hmm. Chiefs are 6.5-point favorites at home against the Chargers. That's on me. I'm going to take the Chiefs. I'm going to keep firing until I get one right, which may be 6 years from now. You heard me say this a lot last year. I think the beatdown's coming. So I think the Chiefs are going to put the beatdown on the Chargers. I don't think Justin Herbert's playing that great. Two touchdowns, three INTs. He has not found the mojo that he had last year. New coach figuring some things out. They got some guys that are banged up. I know that didn't get it done with Baltimore. But at 35-24, that game was going the way I thought it should. It does speak to the Chiefs' defensive problems that they can't finish it off. Jeff Chedia had a great line today. Blowouts happen when you can stop somebody. Because it's tough to blow somebody out if you never stop anybody. I'll take my chances that this kind of offense fits more into what the Chiefs want to do, and the Chiefs get enough stops to take this one down, something in the neighborhood of 34-37-20. Jed, what do you got?
I'm on the Chargers, actually. The Chiefs haven't been very good against the number, as you've said. I think that the defensive woes are real. Give me the Chargers.
Curtis?
Chargers have some playmakers on offense, but they've really yet to get on track. Just 37 points in two games. I suppose the specter of Austin Eckler out of the backfield could be an issue for a group of linebackers that can't cover me in pass protection, but I don't see the big plays that killed KC the last 2 weeks. I'll take the Chiefs by double digits.
Peter Yates.
Guys like Chiefs still 4-1 to win the Super Bowl. The Chiefs are embarrassed right now, and as well they should be. They haven't played a game yet. It's time to do that. They'll do it this week, Chiefs.
Pete, do the Chiefs have to win this game?
I got a feeling I'm not going to let that one. That's going to stay around.
I have a feeling he's not going to let that one.
I kind of agree with him.
Because I've known him for 20 years.
That was horribly inane to say. Yes.
I just knew you were like out there swimming around.
You're right. I was hoping you wouldn't, but you grabbed it. You just grabbed it like a hook.
10 years from now, you guys will be somewhere in Toronto and go, Pete, the Chiefs really need to win this game.
Why did I say that?
Chargers and Chiefs. We've got three on the Chiefs, one on the Chargers, Fat Jack. Who's got it right?
I'd pay a lot of money to see the Kansas City Chiefs linebackers cover Curtis on an out route. I'll tell you that much. Suit him up, flare him out, throw him the ball, and see if the Chiefs linebackers can cover him. I like their chances. I think they could probably run Curtis down. I like the Chiefs there. I really do. I think that they're not playing great defense, but the Chargers aren't great on offense at this point. So that's actually a good matchup deal. You're going to have some of these games this Sunday that they're going to be blowouts. We're going to say, gosh, that's too easy after. You're going to have some teams that you expect to win that are not going to. Happens every week, but this week, this card is littered with with landmines, so I'd be very, very careful before I go out and play. But I think this is one to where you get into a little bit of a shootout, and the Chargers can't keep up late. I was on Kansas City 12-2 straight up their last 14 in the series. So I'll take the Chiefs and lay the points. I think they win by 10 to 14 points.
The Bucs are laying 1.5 in L.A., Jed. Who you got?
I'm on the Bucs. I think Brady's dialed in. I think the Bucs might be the best team in the NFL. Give me the Bucs.
All right, Curtis.
Bucs on the road for the first time this season. They got some COVID issues. No Antonio Brown. Hard to get in front of Brady right now, but I'm going to Rams.
Oh, wow. There we go. Peter Yatsenik.
Power ratings got the Rams number two. I can't see that right now. I'm going to take the Bucs. Because all I got to do is win, I guess, isn't it? But yeah, I'll take the Bucs in this. I'm not a big Rams fan this year.
Yeah, I'm going to take I like that 1.5. I think that 1.5 is going to come in huge in this game because I think it's always smart to bet on the 1.5. No, I'm not going to take the 1.5, but I am going to take the Rams, right? Pete's right. This is basically whoever wins it is going to get it. And I think the Rams are at home. I think this is a big statement game. I think the Bucs, you know, at some point that Super Bowl hangover's got to kick in and the rise up to play them. The Rams are a good enough team to rise up. You know, I think Matt Stafford needs this game, if I were to look at it.
and
so, therefore, Matt Stafford is going to have a big day with Tom Brady on the field. Give me the Los Angeles Rams. That's our five games, Fat Jack. 2-2. We're split on this one. What do you think?
Yeah, if you watch Tampa Bay, I mean, let's get serious. Our guys' egos are all that's taking them to where they're not an underdog in this game. Dallas Cowboys turned the ball over five times against them. They beat up on Atlanta, who couldn't cover Curtis in an out route. So I think that you definitely are going off reputation more than anything else. And so somebody on this station, I think it might have been me, gave the Rams out to win the Super Bowl at 15-1. So they're doing exactly what I thought they would be. You can't get them at 15-1 now. I like the Rams here in a statement game. They're also 7-1 against the spread. Their last eight in the series, and you get them at home, and you get them on that reputation situation we get a lot in the NFL when Tampa hasn't played anybody yet that didn't give them the ball five extra times. So I like the Rams minus the points. Guys, we're going to have another big, big week. You can play the free winners, or you can make some real money by going to FatJackSports.com. Only $169 for everything through Monday, or less than $100 a week. When you go through Halloween, it's $5.99. That's $100 a week. Or you go through the Super Bowl, it's about $80 a week to make money. The picks are text to your cell phone. They're emailed to you. Everybody gets the same plays. They are posted and documented at FatJackSports.com. We're going to have another huge week. Go to FatJackSports.com, sign up today, and win this weekend.
All right, Fat Jack, great stuff as always, buddy. We appreciate it. Best of luck. Have a great weekend.
All right, guys. Have a great week. See you soon.
All right, Fat Jack from FatJackSports.com, the best in the business. All the picks documented. You can check him out at his website, FatJackSports.com. You can win a gift card to Hen House. If you can stump the chumps, grab a line right now. Got the phone lines open, 913-3810-810, 913-3810-810. Stump the chumps coming up next. Peter Yatsenik is here. Todd Lebo will join us. I'm at Mr. Brew's Tap House in Lawrence. 3140 Iowa Street is the location. If you want to GPS it, we're just between 31st and 33rd on Iowa Street. Come on down and enjoy. Kids can get free hot dogs today. You can take advantage of a great special. Grab yourself a beer, braised bratwurst, choice of chips, fries, or choose a cup of spatzle. It's served with either the cheese sauce and the fried onions or the hollandaise brown gravy. It's right here at Mr. Brew's Tap House. 12 Oktoberfest beers on tap. 8 of them on tap at their OP location right there in downtown OP. Stop on by and take advantage of a great deal going on at Mr. Brew's Tap House.
The program with Soren Petro.
Tell you the truth, this guy's starting to get on my nerves.
Weekdays from 2 to 6 on Sports Radio 810 WH. Webster defines trivia as bits of information that are of little value. Webster never played Stump the Chumps, a Kansas City institution for a quarter century. If you like sports trivia and free stuff, this is your chance. All you gotta do is stump the chumps. And here they are, Soren Petro, Pete Enoch, and Curtis Siebold.
All right, here we go. Your chance to win a gift card to Hen House. Get it right now. It's Stump the Chumps. Come on by. We're at Mr. Brew's Tap House right now at 3140. Excuse me, if I could talk. 3140 South Iowa Street. Come on by and say hello right now. If you can stump the chumps, we'll give you a great gift card to Hen House. 913-310-810. 913-310-810. The phone number. Ask us a question. Sports history. If we don't know the answer, congrats. You're halfway home. We'll give you an answer related to what you asked us or relative to what's going on in the world of sports today. We're moving fast. We're running a little bit behind, so we want to get as many people in as we can. Your chance to stump the chumps is right now, 913-310-810, the phone number. Curtis, Jed, Peter Yatsenik, and, of course, Todd Lebo joins us back at the station now. Gentlemen, are you ready?
I'm ready to go, baby.
All right, let's do it. Curtis, where do we begin?
We begin with Self's wig here in the program. Stump the chumps wig.
Hi, Soren. I'll be quick. I know you're short on time. I do want to tell the listeners that Soren did not reply with a profanity-laced text after I sent him one Sunday evening after the Chiefs game. So, well done, Soren. You're quite the adult. I am not.
Thank you.
All right, college football boys, name the three schools that play at a stadium the farthest from their campus, their main home field, boys.
Oof. I would say UCLA is probably one.
Yeah, that's quite a ways. Well, yeah, you want to just start with that, Pete or Todd?
I think that's a good start.
We're gonna start with UCLA.
I just ding you. Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
And Miami isn't right around the corner from its campus, is it?
What?
No, they got
Gables.
Yeah,
that's a ways, isn't it, Todd?
Yeah, that's pretty far. I think that's a good because yeah they play well. They get they're at the. No, yeah, it's way. Yeah, way, way.
Yeah, because they're at Hard Rock now.
Yeah, they're at Hard Rock.
They're at Hard Rock now. So we'll go Miami.
All right. Two for two, boys.
What about
and the
Temple?
Third one.
What about Temple? How far is Temple? I have no idea. We've been to Philly. I know where the stadium is. I have no idea where Temple University is, Todd.
And I'm thinking about Temple is downtown-ish, I believe. Yeah.
Okay, so that's probably not that far. And they did, when we were there, they had Temple recruits staying at the hotel we were at. So it's probably not that far.
I'm thinking also, I don't think this is the right answer, but South Carolina's football stadium is not right on campus. But I don't know how far away it is because I've been there. It's not like in the heart of campus thing, but I don't think that's right.
Or what about one of the military academies?
Well Annapolis is
right on campus. Army's on campus.
What about Tulane?
Air Force on campus.
Do they play
Tulane
the
Super has a no? Stadium? They have a new stadium now.
Okay,
they do. And that's where Oklahoma was supposed to play them this year. But
how about San Diego State?
Oh, they did.
They play over at the Murph. I don't know how far away the university is. I know they're building an on-campus one, but they're not in it yet. Here's what about San Diego State?
That's not a bad thing because I don't know where they're actually playing right now. I know this. Doesn't Georgia State play at the old Turner Field?
God, I have no idea. Where the hell is Georgia State?
Well, it's in Atlanta, but I don't know where it is in Atlanta. But I know they took Turner Field where the Olympic Stadium and the Braves Stadium, and they turned it into their football stadium. But I don't know how far that. I mean, Atlanta is a mystery to me. But
well, I'll defer to you, Todd, on any college football stuff.
I just don't know what to say. SMU's on campus. TCU's on campus. I'm thinking these big city places because that's what L.A. and
Vanderbilt.
Vanderbilt's right there. Yeah, they're on campus. It's close. I'm going to say Georgia State. It's dumb. I shouldn't say
that. We're going to go Georgia State.
We're going to do it.
All right. Well, you were on the right path with big cities. I consider it a big city. Hartford. That would be UConn, I believe it's 26 miles from stores where they play.
Oof.
Awesome. So close. You guys were quite good. Soren, I'm going to Boston, by the way, tomorrow morning for that loss. But go ahead with the question.
I've got a question that applies to that.
Go ahead, Pete.
Well, realignment will never, ever happen in the Ivy League. Well, I think we all agree on that. So I just want to know, how did the Ivy League get its name?
I can't even Google quick enough, Pete. My Lord. I should know that.
I have a quirky cranium.
I don't know, Pete. Because of Wrigley Field, which has nothing to do with the Northeast schools. I have no clue.
Well, it'd be Roman numerals. IV, there were four schools in it originally, and that was cool. IV.
There you go. Wow. You learned something.
Very
Wick.
Deep. Saran, I'll send you a picture from Boston. Have a good day.
All right, buddy. I look forward to it. 913-3810-810. Who's next?
Let's go to Pat. You're in the program. Stump the Chumps, Pat.
Okay, let's do a baseball one. This has been the year of the walk for the Royals. They've walked, or their pitchers have either walked or been behind a lot. So I went back in the record book and found that there are three pitchers that at one time pitched for the Royals during part of their career that are in the top 100 of walks issued. In the interest of time, so going for three, can you give me two of the three?
Gaylord Perry?
Most walks
issued. Most walks, yeah. Gaylord Perry.
That's a good one.
Pitched forever. That's a really good one.
Perry,
you
want to
fire that out first?
Yeah, let's do that first, the knuckleball.
We'll go Gaylord Perry first.
He's number 21.
He had to be there. He had to pitch for a while.
Yeah.
Who had to be a starter.
Lindy McDaniel had a lot of games under his belt when he came over here, didn't he, Todd?
I don't know that person's name. You're making names up
okay,
to me.
Okay, no, that's know. Okay.
God, Curtis, who did, have we had?
What about Bartolo Colon? He was in the league forever.
Was he didn't pitch for the Royals.
Oh, that's right.
Vita Blue walked a lot of dudes, was striking out a lot of guys. That's not, it's.
Vita Blue's not bad. I thought of him too, but I was like, is there any other old guy, older guy? Boddicker didn't strike out enough. He's an old fart.
That is true. He is an old
better
fart.
Better not be yep. the guy. Who was the guy I used to talk about that get served up Hank Aaron's?
Let's try. We'll try Vita Blue next.
That's a pretty good guess. I should have made you do all three. Vita Blue is 59. The one that you would have never gotten is David Cone.
Wow.
Really?
Wow.
Thank you, guys.
Cody.
Have a great week.
Thanks. Thank you. You too, brother.
Great
913-3810-810. Great question. Great question. I mean, he gets nothing, but a great question. Who's next, Kay?
Jeff out west. You're in the program. Stump the Chumps, West.
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Good afternoon, Jeff.
In the interest of the Salvador Perez home runs, I want to know this. Of the all-time top 30 NFL rushing leaders, there is one who rushed for more yards in his 30s than he did in his 20s, according to Pro Football Reference and YouTube. Name him.
John Riggins.
Riggins or A.J.
Riggins
Anderson?
Riggins probably, yeah. That's got to be it. Riggins or yeah. Otis Anderson?
Otis,
or,
yeah.
Riggins is right. Thanks.
There we go. All right.
We'll go with Riggins. Riggins. We'll go with Riggins.
Thanks, Jeff.
Riggo.
Yeah, there we go. Good call, Pete. Good call.
Riggins.
913-3810-810.
That helped him out, didn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, it did. Yeah, it did. Who's next?
George, you're in the program. Stomp the Chumps, George.
What is the record for the most players on one team to hit home runs in one game?
What now?
What most players hit a home run in a
major
game.
Leagues or minors?
So like maybe 11 guys,
I
right?
See.
Like
yeah.
Everybody in the lineup plus two guys off the bench.
Did the Orioles have the record for homers in a game in one of those years?
The Blue Jays for a long time had the record for homers in a game at 10 in a game back in 87.
This is major leagues, right?
You think it was like seven or eight different guys? Yeah.
No, it's Pete. It's actually out at the 3-2 stadium.
Well, no, somebody out in New Mexico had like 58 home runs.
A little Tyler, somebody
really?
Over here at seven.
Most players. You want the number, right?
Or the team
I want
name?
The number.
Oh, the number.
It was the Cincinnati Reds. I'll tell you that.
Oh, well, that was just halfway recently, wasn't it?
What?
Was it like seven eight. Guys, eight guys?
Yeah.
You got to have 12?
You want to try? I don't know. What do you want to go with? Let's pick one.
Let's pick eight.
We'll go eight.
Ding, ding.
Oh, yeah.
Wow. Nice.
Lebo.
Another great question. Just great questions
crush
today.
It.
Man, are these great questions. They're not winners. They're not going to Hen House doing any shopping on us, but they're great questions. Kay, who do we got next?
Well, next we have Tom. You're in the program. Stump the Chumps, Tom.
Man, it's a bad day to call in. You guys are hot. Here's the Salvi question. His first game, he picked two guys off. He caught five foul ball pop-ups. He also got his first RBI. Who did he get that RBI?
Wade against? Davis.
Oh, God.
Oh.
Too easy.
Yeah, tough day. Tough day for you. Tough day for the listeners. Anybody? Is there anybody brave enough to try again? Curtis, who's next?
Next up is Carl. You're in the program. Stub the Chums, Carl.
Hello. How y'all doing? doing today?
Good.
Good, buddy. What do you got for us?
A movie trivia with sports. In the movie The Fugitive, which you can hop on anytime when it's on and start watching, the Chiefs were represented in that movie in either a accidental way or a marketing way. Where was it in the movie?
I do not remember that. Were they on a train or a bus going by?
Nope.
I don't know. I don't remember.
We're musing here.
Yeah.
Don't give it
we're
away.
Just knocking it around here.
Let's say, I don't know. They're on the
like the TV in the background or something.
Yeah, they're on the TV in the background during a scene.
Nope.
We're gotten. What do you got?
When he runs into the parade to hide from the guys, he throws on that hat. He walks by a guy with a leather jacket that's one of the Chiefs' leather jackets with the arrowhead on the back.
One of the sweet ones.
Wow.
I got a movie trivia.
Yeah, go for it, Pete.
Why don't you tell you, in the movie In Cold Blood, what Kansas City Chief had a speaking part that was cut at the last minute?
You got to give him a clue.
He was cut at a clothing store over in Kansas City, Kansas.
Oh, that helps.
He's in the Hall of Fame.
The Chiefs Hall of Fame or the help. Pro Football
Chiefs
Hall of Fame?
Chiefs Hall of Fame and the Pro Football Hall of Fame.
Willie Lanier.
Are you sure of that? Is that your final?
I don't think it should be.
Take another guess.
Oh, Buck Buchanan.
There you go.
All right.
Junior. Well done.
Buck
well
Buchanan.
Done.
Well
yep.
done. Nice. Nice. 9133-810-810.
Let's get one more in, please.
Well, let's go to this is Dick. Sorry, I can't read. Dick, you're in the program. So the chump's Dick.
Yeah, earlier this month, the Cardinals' Adam Wainwright and Tetra Molina made their combination 300 starts. Only three other pitcher-catcher combinations have made over 300 starts. Can you name me two of those?
Can we have some like this recently?
Pitcher-catcher. Let's go. Well, I'm going to start with Andy Pettit and George Posada.
No.
Yeah. Okay, we're beat.
Was Dale Crandall and Warren Spahn one of them?
That's one of them.
Ah. Oh, nice. I'm sorry, Pete.
No, that says a stamp.
Yeah, what's the other one?
Mickey Loesch and Bill Freeman, 324. Okay.
Freehand.
And one back in the 20s and 30s, Red Faber and Ray Schott.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, I got the baseball one for you, Dick. Salvador Perez set the record for single-season home runs by a catcher, by a man who plays predominantly the catcher position. What's the only position that has a lower single-season home run record at that position? In other words, I'll give you left field as Barry Bonds with 73, right? All I want to know is what position. It's not left field.
And it's not
what
pitcher.
Position?
Not pitcher, right?
Sir? Not pitcher. Position player.
To have less than what now?
Less than Salvador Perez's record of 46 home runs in a single season by a person playing predominantly catcher. What other position? What is the only other position that has a lower number?
On the diamond.
Second base.
You are right. You are getting a gift card to Hen House. What's even amazing is who it is. 43 by Davey Johnson. 43 by Davey Johnson in 1973, although Marcus Semien has 41 right now for the A's, so that may fall this year as well. Otherwise, everybody else more than the catcher spot, which you'd expect, but you would have thought out of Ryan Sandberg and Jeff Kent and, you know, these big hitting second basemen these days that somebody would have more than that. It's Davey Johnson back to 1973 with 43. We'll take a break. Come back. We're at Mr. Brew's Tap House, 3140 South Iowa Street, 12 Oktoberfest beers on tap right now.
The program with Soren Petro.
If you don't like me, just say it.
I don't like you.
Weekdays from 2 to 6 on Sports Radio 810 WHB.
All right, welcome back here to the program here on Sports Radio 810 WHB as we're live at Mr. Brew's Tap House here at 3140 Iowa Street. Great place to come down. Watch you some Thursday night football, 12 Oktoberfest beers on tap all through October. 8 of them on tap at their OP location. Coming out and get some great, great food, some great, great drinks, and enjoy. Listen, we want to throw out a special some condolences. David and Devin Hardy are here. Wonderful people that I've had a chance to chat with. And their beautiful daughter, Amelia. And they lost their son Roman recently, and was a huge Chiefs fan. In fact, was buried in his Chiefs jersey. And, you know, I can't think of anything that could be harder to do. And, of course, getting a chance to talk with these folks, lovely people, and going through a tough, tough time. And just want to let them know that we're thinking of them, the Hardy family, all of them, and our thoughts and prayers go out with them, and just thinking about, you know, the joy that, you know, Roman had in watching Chiefs football, and, you know, the fun that that gave. It's one of the special things that goes on, and why you have a professional football team to bring everybody together. And for this family, the Chiefs are always going to be a memory of Roman and the passion that they all enjoyed and the fun that they had and the memories that they had. So just want to say we're thinking of you. And, of course, our thoughts and prayers for the Hardy family, all of them, David, Devin, Amelia. We're thinking about you. All the best to you and your family.
Our end of the hour question, brought to you by Joe's Kansas City Barbecue in Olathe, Leawood, and the original in the gas station at 47th and Mission.
Well, the late, great Marty Schottenheimer would have been 78 today. He coached 21 seasons in the NFL. How many times did he have a losing record? Brought to you by Joe's Kansas City Barbecue.